In depth now on our top local story this morning, Governor Gary Herbert's campaign doesn't seem to be too happy with a mailer sent out by Democratic challenger Mike Weinholz.
The mailer features Herbert, Donald Trump, and Vladimir Putin. Joining us now on the KSL Newsline is Democratic gubernatorial nominee Mike Weinholz. Good morning, Mr. Weinholz.
Good morning. How are you?
Tell us about the decision to send out that mailer.
Well, it was a test piece to see what kind of reaction we would get, and we feel very strongly that Governor Herbert's endorsement of Donald Trump is not representative of Utah values, given all the things that Donald Trump stands for and doesn't stand for. And so we made the connection between Donald Trump and Governor Herbert.
If the mailer was kind of an attempt to see what kind of reaction you would get, what kind of reaction did you get?
Well, we haven't had any negative reaction that I know of to date, other than questions in the media about it.
I see the connection to Donald Trump, but to include Vladimir Putin, is that a step too far or no?
Well, Donald Trump has spoken glowingly with admiration of Vladimir Putin, and Putin, just like Trump, is antithetical to Utah values, and Russia recently passed a law which affected LDS missionaries going to Russia, and so both of them are antithetical to Utah values.
Do you think Utahns associate Gary Herbert with Donald Trump?
Well, they should, because he's endorsed Donald Trump.
Well, he said he was going to vote for him. I don't know if he's necessarily come out and said he's endorsed him.
Well, a vote for him is an endorsement of him. I mean, I teach a course in leadership development, and I tell people all the time that when you're a leader, people watch every move that you make, looking for keys and cues and and the things that you believe in and things that you stand for. So if you say you're voting for Donald Trump and you're in a position of leadership and people are watching what you do, that is an endorsement.
You're going into the election, which I think is 5 weeks from today. I believe by the latest poll, 41 points down, Mr. Weinholz. So what do you do with these few weeks left?
Well, we work really hard. We have the largest field campaign in the history of politics in the state, so we're out knocking on doors and making lots of phone calls and doing lots of advertising. So it's a full court press for the last 35 days, and we're up for it.
Mike, we sure appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.